How would you like to protect your wealth through insurance? Sean Kling will tell us how. He is the author of Outwork Them All and the founder and CEO of Araya Group, content creator as well. So, Sean, tell us, how can entrepreneurs protect their property wealth through insurance?
Property Wealth Strategies podcast with Lily Patrashko shares world's most influential property investors, sharing their strategies for making money with property.
So thanks for having me on, by the way. And there's a number of ways that a property owner or a building owner can protect their wealth through insurance, and a lot of ways that you can plan for the future should an incident occur at your property. And there's so many steps that we can do this with.
Great. Tell us more.
Okay. Well, the first things first is if you have a property that you have a mortgage on or a lien or a loan against, generally speaking, most of the time you have to have an insurance policy. And there are two types of insurance policy. You have a regular homeowner's insurance policy, which covers your dwelling. And then you have a flood insurance policy, which is separate than the homeowner's insurance policy. Think of it this way. Anything that comes from the sky or it is not water on the ground is a homeowner's insurance policy. And anything that's on the ground is a flood insurance policy. Now, that is the key to protecting your initial asset when you own a property. A lot of people, when they don't have a mortgage anymore, do away with those policies to try to save money. But in the long run, you can utilize these insurance policies to not only increase the effectiveness and cost of your home, but also it'll help you sell the property in the future should damages occur.
Thank you. What else should entrepreneurs know about this?
Make sure to always read your policy. Make sure that when you are with an agent or a broker or somebody that's selling you an insurance policy, make sure that you have the proper language and get an expert. It's always good to have a third-party expert involved when you're doing any type of purchase for insurance that they can read through it. Most people are ignorant on how insurance works. But if you can find an expert like myself that does it, we generally don't charge for those fees. So when your insurance company sends you the policy, send it to somebody like myself or somebody that works in the similar business, let us review the policy and make sure that you have all the proper coverages for the best kept secret in the insurance industry.
Thank you. That was your 10 commandments for how to protect your property wealth through insurance.
One thing that you really want to think about with insurance is home values go up every year. Okay. So if you have a home, let's just say it's $100,000 now, in a few years, it could be worth $110,000, $120,000. So you want to increase the value of your insurance annually to make sure that you're covering for the cost of inflation and the cost of materials. The next thing you want to do is make sure that you have the proper coverage. So the proper coverage would be like wind coverage. Make sure that you have fire coverage. That's why we have insurance. Make sure you have vandalism coverage, water coverage, not counting flood. I'm talking about it like if your sink or your bathroom overflows or something of that nature. You want to have all these coverages. Then keep the stuff in a proper, safe place. Moving forward, when you need to file an insurance claim, let's just say you had a kitchen fire at your house. Now you have the proper coverages and the aspect in which you can tackle this insurance claim to turn around and not only make yourself whole, but potentially make money on your home.
Thank you. What are some aspects that entrepreneurs overlook when protecting their property wealth through insurance?
So some of the aspects they overlook are improper coverage, cutting corners. So people look at how much they want to spend a month versus how much they want to spend a year versus what they can afford. So a lot of times people take a higher deductible or they take a less of coverage to make it more equitable for them in the immediate future to afford their property, where that's kind of not such a good thing to do. Don't overlook your coverages. Because the secrets that I'm going to reveal from you, you're going to need these coverages.
Thank you. What are some good habits for entrepreneurs to have when it comes to protecting their wealth through insurance?
So some good habits is always price your insurance out annually. Get a great broker or an agent that can put your pricing out. And you can see some agencies will get you as much as, you know, a couple thousand dollars or pounds or whatever difference annually to save that money for you. Price your stuff out and make sure you have the same or similar coverages. In some instances, you may even want to have more coverages, especially if you're doing something like Airbnb, VRBO. You might have to have additional or addendum coverage to your insurance policy to make sure that you're completely 100% protected from any loss or any issue that goes on.
Thank you. I think when it comes to insurance, the thing that most entrepreneurs fear is having something in the small print that will kind of catch them out and that will not be covered. What are the types of things that typically are not covered that people should like look at and get it covered somehow?
Oh, that's an awesome question. I get this all the time. I'm glad you asked that question. Some of the things that are not covered under insurance policies, you have to be cognizant of the difference between flood and non-flood. So if you have a homeowner's insurance policy, it will not cover flood. Okay, flood is completely separate. So don't file an insurance claim unless you have flood insurance. Also, not to confuse like a pipe leak or a bathroom leak or a shower leak as flood. That's not a flood, it's a leak. It's completely different. Some of the other things that are not covered in the insurance policy are, I would say, self-destruction. Some people will go in with a hammer and start smashing their house up or set their house on fire to try to collect insurance money. That's insurance fraud. You can't do that. Now, if somebody breaks into your house and does that or your property, then you can file the insurance claim. But if you're out there trying to do it yourself, generally that's not covered. Other things like volcanoes, war. Like if there's a physical war in your house or, you know, something of that nature. And I believe that also the acts of terrorism is covered under that. So if somebody sets a bomb off and your house goes off, it's generally not covered under an insurance policy. A lot of times earthquakes are not covered under insurance policy. So read your fine print, and depending upon where you live in the world, there will be different coverages and non-coverages specific to your country, region, state, city, whatever.
Thank you. What else would you like entrepreneurs to know about how to protect their property wealth through insurance?
So one of the key things is this. I'm going to give you the secret. The secret to protecting your wealth and making the most of your money outside of having the proper coverage is that if you do suffer some sort of an insurance claim, weigh your pros and cons on whether or not to fix that property. Now follow me here. If I have a house that's worth a certain amount of money and I had a fire in my kitchen and the fire in my kitchen will cost XYZ amount of money to fix it, and somebody comes along and says, hey, I'd like to buy your house for $85,000 out of the 100. You can say, wow, I'm going to take a $15,000 loss. Well, here's the trick. You can repair that home and get that $50,000 from your insurance company and sure, increase the value to maybe, you know, 110 or 115 with new amenities and updated, you know, materials and everything. Or you can sell the house as is and keep the insurance proceeds for yourself because you're entitled to that. And the homeowner or the future homeowner can sign off an addendum that says, I'm buying the house as is. I understand there's damages and the proceeds from that insurance policy will go back to the original homeowner. Or you could turn around and tell that new property owner that you can sell the property at full cost and you will assign the benefits of the insurance off to the new homeowner. This is great for retirees or people that don't have a mortgage. You can make a lot of money doing that.
Thank you. Please give us three case studies of entrepreneurs you've worked with that you've helped to protect their wealth through insurance.
Sure. So I've had a guy that lives in Boston, Massachusetts that I've worked with a number of years, multi-millionaire, former professional athlete. And he has always sent me his policies to review on various investment properties around the country. So I've reviewed his policies and have deterred him from buying certain policies or even certain properties because depending on where you're at, you might not be able to get coverage for certain types of losses. So I've helped him in that way save a lot of money. Likewise, I've dealt with a multiple, I don't know what you would call him. The guy owns over 2,000 properties in another part of the United States where he's had about 2,000 properties. And basically what I do is I work almost as his personal claims adjuster. So he rents all these properties out, and for a discounted percent, annually I go over his policies. We do property inspections, and anytime he has an insurance claim, now he has a guy that he can fast track call. Hey, Sean, can you help me out with this? This resident or this renter, they did this, this, and this, or something happened with a freaky weather event. And I'll sit and I'll go over the policies with him, and I'll file the insurance claim on his behalf and tackle that. And that saved him a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of headache, because you're putting a specialist in there. And then finally, the last thing that you also got to realize too, it's not just your home or a rental property. If you are very affluent, there's a very likelihood that you maybe own a boat or an aircraft or a yacht. We also handle that stuff. So I've worked with a number of people that are, again, very affluent people that own yachts. And yachts are very expensive. They're very tough to upkeep. And sometimes people that are not familiar with the insurance policy are drugged through the mud when it comes to watercraft or sports cars, high-end sports cars, because they don't understand the process. So I've worked with this individual that actually got a big paint scrape down the side of his boat or his yacht when he went to park it at a dock, and it was close to $3 million worth of damages. And he could have just took that yacht and got soaked by the insurance company and soaked by the person that fixes it. But instead, he hired a third party like myself. I came in, I did the adjustment for him. I did the estimates. I put it all together. And again, this doesn't cost anybody anything. That's the key. You don't pay me anything. I'm paid on contingency. So if I get you paid, I make money. If I don't get you paid, I'm out all my time and labor and costs. So that's what I did with this gentleman. And it was about a year and a half fight, but we made him whole.
Thank you. Please give us three case studies that are horrific case studies that you've heard of or that you've, I don't know, worked with, where, let's say, people have had, you know, terrible situations where they haven't been able to claim the money they were expecting with insurance. And did you end up working with any of these people after and get them the right insurance that were able to, like, get them some good stuff later?
Three, I could give you a million. Insurance is one of the biggest, I have to watch what I say, but it's one of the biggest businesses. You have to keep an eye on things happening. They generally will take advantage. Remember, they're for a for-profit business, so if they can get away with not paying things, they will. One of my first cases that I worked on, I just happened to be driving down the road, and I saw this older gentleman, probably pushing 80 years old, with a chain on the back of his truck, and he was pulling a tree off of a house after a major windstorm. And the tree was probably 4 foot around in diameter. It was big, and it crushed the corner of his house. So I pulled over just to help this older man out, and I started talking to him, and he said, "This is my sister's house. Her husband died last year, and we filed an insurance claim, and insurance only paid her $125. That's it. That's all they got her." And I went over and I met his sister. She was a volunteer at the hospital. And she came over and she met at the house. And I said, "Look, I'll help you out. I'll see what I can get you." And sure enough, about 6 months later, I had in her pocket about $130,000 versus the $125 that they gave her. So that's $130,000 increase. I've also helped a couple. Actually, he was in the Royal Navy, and he was one of these divers that go down in the bells, and he was in the Royal Navy, and he was back and forth between the UK and the United States after a hurricane, and he had owned a number of rental properties with his wife, and they had been hit by a hurricane in South Florida. And I remember helping him out, where he was just so frustrated because he was, you know, international. He wasn't home. He couldn't figure things out. The insurance company gave him very little money. I'm talking probably less than 10,000 American dollars. And he was renting these homes for close to $10,000 a week. And he had lost rental revenue. He couldn't move his move any furniture in and out. The place was falling apart. And we worked with this gentleman for about 2 years. And by the time it was said and done, we got him close to seven figures when it settled. They fought us tooth and nail, the insurance company. And it made me feel good to help a military person out. And then finally, like the third time, I had a guy that was a quadriplegic. He was basically paralyzed from the neck down, and he couldn't get around in a normal vehicle. So he had a special RV machine that was set up for his wheelchair to ride in, and he could move around to his appointments and stuff. And somebody had hit this RV, and this RV was probably close to $700,000 or $800,000 American dollars with all the amenities and, you know, the equipment and stuff. And the insurance company didn't want to give him anything because they told him that the vehicle was too old. And this vehicle may have been a little bit too old, but it wasn't too old. So we fought with the insurance company for a while, and we wound up getting him a brand new full RV with all his equipment, his ramps and his, you know, his oxygen tanks and stuff that he could hook up inside this RV. And the insurance company really let him down. So you can't trust insurance companies. Anybody that's holding the wallet, you got to kind of watch out for.
Thank you. So what made the difference in terms of like the people that got, you know, the $100 versus the $130,000 or whatever it was? What was it that you were able to help them with that made that difference?
So like you said earlier, you have to watch the fine writing in the contracts. And that's what we're trained to do. People that do what I do are trained to look at the fine context of what is in the documents. And this is for any real estate investor. Make sure you get somebody like me. I can't stress this enough. Again, we don't charge for this. The secret's in the sauce. You have to kind of look at the fine print. You have to look at the way that things are wording, the expirations, things of that nature. And it makes a big difference, because when you have somebody knowledgeable, we all think that we can do things ourselves. But hey, look, I'm a bigger guy. I'm not going to go out there and play football, though, because I'm not 25 years old and run around a field and get beat up. But I will hire a football player to go play football and watch him and pay for a ticket. It's the same thing when you're somebody like myself. Bring somebody like me in. It makes a difference, and it doesn't cost you anything. So there's really no risk adverse to you bringing somebody in like me. And that's the difference. If you can get us involved right away when you have an insurance claim and you want to either upgrade your home or sell your home in the middle of the process, we make the transaction that much smoother. It does take time, but everything is done legally, it's done correctly, and you're compensated to the full amount.
Wow, that sounds fascinating. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you.
Oh, sure. So I'm on the web at Araya, that's A-A-R-A-Y-A, claims.com. That's the name of my claims adjusting company. Or you can also check out my book, or if you want to set up a meeting with me to talk about your business or insurance or whatever, you can go to my personal website, is Sean, S-E-A-N, Kling, K-L-I-N-G, like static Kling, seankling.com. And you can go there and fill out a form, and we can set up a little bit of a meeting. I talk to real estate investors all the time, teach them about the proper ways to insurance and how to benefit off of an insurance claim legally. Don't do anything illegal. And I can also help them through the claims process.
Thank you.
Follow me for more property wealth strategies.